Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And, you know, today would have been my mother's 101st birthday. She would have turned 101 today. We lost her 5 years ago in January. And many of you were with me all through her illness and her passing and kind of held my hand over the airwaves. And I appreciate that so much. It also happens to mark the day for those of you who have been listening to me and then my late boss many, many years ago. It's also the day he passed away. I was baking my mother a birthday cake when I got word that Derry Brownfield had passed away. That's been 9 years ago that we bid him goodbye. There are always people in our lives that we never forget and make a difference. They make an impact one way or another on our lives. They will make an impact. Those two fought the good fight, and they led good lives here on Earth, and we will continue to do that work and hopefully the Lord will continue to bless us. For such a time as this, O God, we thank you for the many lives you've placed before us and brought to us. We learn and we grow knowing those you have put in our paths. I ask you again today to watch over President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, keep them wise and give them good godly counsel as they attempt to lead a nation that seems to be so dizzy and confused. There are many, O God, who constantly bombard us with lies and half-truths and attempt to use those untruths to control our lives. Help us to have discernment and wisdom and to use the common sense you have gifted us with. Thank you for today's guest, and I'm excited to bring him on the air and talk true science and common sense and calm the hysteria that is around us. Bless the CO2 Coalition and all its members that they might be successful in their mission of truth. For such a time as this, O God, I lift our burdens up to you and seek your truth in all things. Amen.